Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good news in sport, Darren Frill.
Do you know what, Mary? Absolutely fantastic news when I got into the office this morning. The World Relay Championship's taking place in the lovely Bahamas. Glamorous.
Bahamas.
I'm disappointed no one sent me out to that. But a brilliant bronze medal last night for the mixed relay team. This is absolutely terrific news for them. So it's Killian Green from Galway City Harriers, Rashida Adeleke from Tala Athletics Club, Tom Barr, Ferrybank, and Charlene Mosley, Newport. They ran a new national record, 3:11.53, third place on the podium, and they were in very good company as well, just behind the USA and the Dutch. The Irish women's 4x400 team were also in action. They were seventh in their race. Phil Healy, Roisin Harrison, Lauren Cadden and Sophie Becker. They clocked a time of 3:30.95. What a weekend for Team Ireland on the edge of the West Indies. Olympic qualification secured on Saturday, and then that bronze medal to cap it all off. Let's hear from the world medalists.
Killian, how does that feel?
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's the stuff of dreams, you know. We all ran so well last night, a national record, and then to go out and back it up again today and take a second off it again it's absolutely phenomenal. I don't think we expected it at all, so we can't be happier. We all executed really well.
And Rashida, splitting 49, you must be delighted with your performance and a fantastic performance individually from you.
Yeah, I was really happy. I just wanted to try my best to put Tom in the best position going forward, and I was able to hopefully catch a couple of people, and I knew Tom would be able to hold down training, would finish well. So I just really appreciate my teammates, like giving it. Killian gave it to me in a brilliant position. I just took that and built on it.
And Tom, I suppose you're the elder statesman of the team, I suppose. But you know, to win another medal, another major medal added to the collection, must be pretty sweet.
Like I was only saying, like last night, I was looking up. I was here 9 years ago in 2015, and we were sixth. We were sixth, I think, the men's team. The women's team were fifth. And we came out of it, and I was quoted having said, you know, just to be here is an unbelievable privilege, you know, and it was as good as that. And look at what we've built on in 9 years. So I'm very, very proud of this team, what we've built in the last couple of years. And I'm very, very proud to say that we gave it our absolutely everything we had today. And also, it's not just us four here on the track. There's been a huge amount of people that have been involved in this team since its inception. And also the subs that we had warming up with us today, who were on camp with us. It's, you know, we really do, and like we always do, punch above our weight. That is our magic, is that we all come together as a team, we collaborate, and we are able to like bring it together as a team, and it's never just a sum of what we can individually do. So yeah, it's a big win for us, first of all to get Olympic qualification, but second to come home with a medal is something of a dream.
And Charlene, how much does it mean to you?
Yeah, honestly, it's everything, you know, to come away with a medal. It's my first medal, so I'll be making the most of this. And it's a great start to the Olympic season, and we couldn't have asked for much more today.
Yeah, well done to all of them. Fantastic stuff. I think Tom Barr really nailed it on the head when he said, just look how far not only that relay team has come, but just Irish athletics in general in the last decade. Killian Green in there as well, Rashida, and of course Charlene to wrap it up. And I'm not sure about you, Mary, but I'm looking forward to the Olympics already. Speaking of drama and heroics, what about goalkeeper Conor Gleeson for Galway, the toast of Salt Hill last night? He guided his county to a Connacht title after a dramatic 1-point win against Mayo. It ended 16 points to 15. Some finish in this match. I was very lucky to be pitch side for this one. Galway landed three late scores. The winner, a 50 metre free kick scored by their goalkeeper Conor Gleeson. He kicked into a wind, and it came off the back of a very tough week for him, because for him and his family, his grandmother died during the week. He was given an opportunity to take some time off, but he insisted on staying involved with the group all the week long, and it all came down to his kick in the 6th minute of injury time. Now, I spoke with him as he made his way through the crowd to try and find his family at the end. But to start, let's listen back to how he did it in the company of Marty Morrissey.
Conor Gleeson, this is outside the Mayo 45. This to win the Connacht title. This to win three in a row for Galway. The goalkeeper has sent it between the post and over the bar. They are gone mad in Galway. It's his second point of the game. We are now on 40 minutes and 33 seconds. We're gone into the injury time. Don't hit the special referee. It's all gone a bit crazy. But it is Conor Gleeson, the goalkeeper, who has been the hero at the end of the day, along with so many of this Galway team. But he's the one that got the free, that got the point to ensure victory.
How are you feeling after that?
I don't know. I need a second or two. I want to go find my dad. I don't know where they are.
What does this mean to you?
Everything, all the hard work. Paid off, so nice to be the hero for a change.
And what was going through your head on that kick?
It was a free shot, so I said I saw it. Give it a go.
Can Galway push on from here?
Of course, yeah. We just wanted a big performance to kickstart our year like it did 2 years ago, so hopefully this can be the start of it. Because we have been performing to our best over the last few months, but we know when we get everyone fit and we're at it, we're a serious team. So looking forward to what comes next. Have a good day tonight.
Well done, Conor.
Cheers.
Yeah, great excitement on the field there. Third provincial title in a row for them. First time they've managed that in 40 years. Galway will play Derry, Westmeath and the loser of the Ulster final, the group stages. So that'll probably bring them down to earth a little bit later on when they look at the task ahead. Mayo, on the other hand, meet Roscommon, Cavan and the Leinster final winners. Mayo really good for large periods of that game. You wouldn't have a draw might have been the fairest result in terms of going to extra time, but they certainly have a big role to play in the championship. Yet Kerry beat Clare in the Munster football final. The Kingdom 23 points to 113 winners. 85th Munster title for them. Kerry will now meet Monaghan Meath and the Leinster runner-up in the group stages. Clare will play Ulster winners Cork and Tyrone. Liverpool beat Tottenham 4-2 in the Premier League. Liverpool finding some form again. A fourth successive defeat for Spurs, and any chance of them now getting that fourth place? They're beginning to slip up a little bit. Aston Villa, who are in that fourth place, lost 1-0 to Brighton yesterday, but they remain 7 points clear of Spurs and they have a game played more. Chelsea continue their push for European place, 5-0 win against West Ham. In rugby, Leinster will meet Toulouse in the Investec Champions Cup. The French side beat Harlequins 38-26. And that final takes place, of course, at Tottenham Stadium on May 25th. Karen Wilson leads Jack Jones 11-6 in the World Snooker Final. And Lando Norris won his very first F1 Grand Prix last night. He landed the title at the Miami Grand Prix late last night. That is your sport for now. And a quick shout out to Ipswich Town, your beloved Ipswich Town, Mary. They're on the way up.
Indeed. Great for Kieran McKenna. He brought a true gale force of nature. They're calling him in the Star this morning. So well done to him.
Well done to them.
Darren, thank you very much. Indeed, it's 19 minutes to 9.